describe your creative process. For poetry, usually I hear a line. It's memorable if it's musical. It gets inside me, goes with me everywhere, picking up other lines like a snowball. I can't take it too seriously at first. That's how to scare poems away. It might end up on a scrap of paper. If it commandeers a page in a notebook, it might assume a shape. Once I tried to plead one into a sonnet. What finally emerged was a haiku, but not without bruises on both of us. For lyric essays, usually three or four anecdotes scribbled in a journal gang up and pester me. When I finally give in and try to appease their longing for connection, that's when the work begins. The lyric essay doesn't give a scholarly lecture or try to convince. It plays with the inexplicable, drops the writer and reader into an unmapped field of hidden treasure. Language itself listens with its ear to the ground. It hears the bee in paragraph one say, "Taste this." It puts her in dialogue with the gardener who mourns her loss, and the traveler who doesn't know the way home. In the end, the bee also gets the last word. Listen, be careful, go where you need to go. How does your poetry celebrate mercy? Poetry celebrates everything. So does mercy. Both pay rapt attention and are grateful to the least of us among us. Both are vowed to reciprocity, to keep the glow of all gifts flowing. Both do so standing on one leg, with the other pointed toward God. What would Catherine say about your work? Well, she might ask, what takes you so long? I've heard she asked Sister Claire Augustine Moore the same question about her calligraphy. Nonetheless, she's provided us both with the best materials, despite being wearied by our insufferable creative processes. When I was in the novitiate, I promised Catherine a poet, not a teacher or evangelist or revolutionary. I looked at how Catherine lived her life, how she tasted the time she lived in, how she went where she had to go. Ask yourself the where question. And tell me, perhaps we could arrange to go together.